Ian Boxall farms in the Tisdale area and is vice president of the Agricultural Producers Association of Saskatchewan.
It's a cash crop. It's one of the crops that producers bank on every year that can get them a positive return. And if we see the market slide to the point where canola isn't profitable, producers are going to be in tough shape. I think this is worrisome for producers as we come into the seeding season and we're getting ready to put the crop in the ground. And having these issues face us here that is out of our control is very worrisome for producers. And we need our government officials to get this rectified and get it rectified quickly.
It's not an easy issue when you throw politics into things. I know the government still wants to treat it as a technical issue, but are we past that point?
I won't tell them how to fix it or what has caused this issue. I just know that for the producers and for canola being a $25 billion export industry in Canada, for all of Canada, they need to get this rectified and it needs to happen quickly.
Do you think a lot of old crop canola is going to be held on until things are resolved, or can producers afford to do that?
I think some producers probably absolutely can afford to do it. And there will also be some that as we come into seeding here and we have a huge outlay of cash to put this year's crop in the ground, there are producers that have no choice but sell that canola for whatever the market will give them for it.
What can you do right now? I guess you just sort of sit back and wait. It's one of those things where everything is out of the individual's control.
Yeah, it's out of our control. I think we need to push our policymakers to ensure that they're doing everything they can to, you know, have talks with China and get this issue rectified for the producers and for the whole Canadian economy.
Anything else you'd like to talk about there, Ian, in regards to this?
No, I think when you piggyback this on top of the issue we had last year in pulses and the $1 billion we lost with the pulses industry, and it's worrisome if we're going to have another big downturn in farm income. It's very concerning for producers.
And it's kind of ironic that part of the pulse solution to the India problem was increased sales to China for peas.
Yeah, you bet. And as we see them do this pinch on canola, you know, I have a fear that maybe there'll be other commodities that China buys from us that we could also see pinched, which then will really be bad for us and for Canada.